Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from the San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your host, Jim Valley.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
It is Wrestling Observer Live. We're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, usually with Brian Alvarez. Gotta say his name like he says mine. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific with Andrew Zarian. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Please check me out tomorrow. It's Jim Valley. Yes, TV's Jim Valley has seen on AEW Dynamite Spring Break. There I am, and I'm wearing the same T-shirt from Hao Meng, the Wrestling Olds McDonald's parody T-shirt. I'm guessing they showed me on Spring Break because, you know, AEW was looking for kind of a, you know, a Baywatch vibe, you know, blondish hair, big boobs. But if you look quickly at the Dynasty pay-per-view, Jericho also whipped Toa Leone right into me, and that was actually more funny than painful, thankfully, but still. Good times had by all, but we'll talk about all those shows live coming up. But of course, the big news, WrestleMania 42. Gotta talk about that. Nick Khan promises it will over-deliver. What exactly do you think that means? What, in your opinion, will WrestleMania 42 have to do to over-deliver? Plus, what role are all these celebrities going to play? And will fans reject them? Or is this all going to tie together in some neat little cool booking bow? I have my theories. We'll talk about that. Rock, is he going to be there? Is he going home for his daughter's birthday, like he says? Those wrestlers, you know, I don't know if you can trust them or not. Plus, TNA Impact last night, AEW Collision. I was there live when it was taped on Wednesday. A fun show, lots of solid wrestling. And I was also there live with Darby Allin on the AEW World title. So many people now, they're old school. They want to complain about size. Too small. We'll talk about that and more. Stand by. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Fallon, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez in Vegas right now, covering WrestleMania with Dave. And from what I understand, people keep confusing Brian for Teller, from Bennett Teller, except he talks too much. Real quick, for those who don't know, yes, fortunately, this is my voice. I have a rare autoimmune disease that flared up in 2020, and I was intubated so many times that it affected my voice, and that's just the way it is. If you don't like it, completely understand, I'm sorry. But while the voice isn't great, I do my best with content. But again, if you can't get over the voice, I totally get it, but this is just, it's as good as it's going to get. TNA last night, the returning Casey Navarro pinned AJ Francis with a roll-up. Navarro even did a cool Olympic slam off the top rope on the much larger Francis, but Nick Nemeth on commentary stood up, distracted AJ, which led to the roll-up. Quick video package, video interview with EC3. It's on Act 3 of his story. And Act 3 is the crusade to finish what he started. System came to the ring and they complained about losing 2 out of 3 matches at Rebellion. Leon Slater came out and started jawing with Cedric Alexander. He even got a boo-boo face chant going for Cedric. Daria Ray, eventually made the match Moose and Slater main event versus the entire System. And while she was at it, Daria also said, no rematch between Elijah and Kaz. Mustafa Ali says, as your new international champion, he's the one who's going to give chances. And he challenged the roster in TNA and any indie talent from around the world to step up. So we shall see where that goes. Jada Stone beat Tasha Steelz with a handspring stunner. Order 4 interfered. Ref ejected them, allowing Jada to get the pin. And, because it's so much fun, the Undead Realm. In the Undead Realm, which looks like a backstage stage, Rosemary ran into lawyer Joseph Park. Rosemary's divorce paperwork is all set. Park exited to go up north, but Tessa Blanchard is like, she wants to leave the dungeon. So she started throwing hands with all the ghouls, and the saga continues, and this would be a theme throughout the whole show. Nick Nemeth owes Casey Navarro a favor. Lei Ying Li was upset. She came to tears. She doesn't understand why Saya Brookside had betrayed her at Rebellion. And she didn't just lose the Knockouts title, she cried. She lost her best friend. EC3 versus Eric Young. EC3's first TNA match since Bound for Glory 2020. Young attacked him before the bell. They brawled. They went outside. Young hit him with a chair and stuck around EC3's neck. Eventually, it was declared a no contest. So EC3 is brawling with Young. Got the chair around his neck. He charges at Young, who moves. EC3 collides into the steps and damages his neck. Left him laying. Back in the undead realm, Tessa still wants out. Rosemary said no. And what started in the undead realm ended up in the ring as Jim Mitchell did some magic with the door and told Tessa, Myla Moore, and Victoria Crawford to use the door. Lights out. Tessa's crew came out from under the ring. Was Hornswoggle there too? Was there a courtroom? Lights out again. Rosemary and Mara were on the stage, and the Diamond Collective got the upper hand on Rosemary. Lights out for a third time. Allie is back, this time in human form. Not the bunny, I guess. But the announcers went crazy because, you see, Allie is supposed to be dead. Dead people can't do that. She cleared the ring to save Rosemary, so I guess we're actually going to have a match now that we are now finally out of the undead realm. Hardy sent a message to the righteous. They said that they have been broken down into losing the tag team titles, and Matt challenged Dutch to a match next week. It's almost broken season. Eddie Edwards, Brian Myers, Cedric Alexander, Bear Bronson defeated Leon Slater and Moose in that 4-on-2 main event, which this sense it makes sense. As finish came down to Slater and Alexander. Slater counted a roll up into the lumbar check to pin Slater, the X Division champion. They also made this point that if Leon Slater holds on to the title till May 14th, Slater will be the longest reigning X Division champion in history, breaking Austin Aries' 14-year-old record. That seems odd to me that they wouldn't have already broken Austin Aries' record. But in 14 years, they didn't have time to do that, I guess. So I wouldn't be surprised. They mentioned May 14th is a live show, so I would expect that will be the main event. Cedric versus Slater, but we shall see. Spring Breakout last night. It was taped Wednesday. I saw it live. I thought it was a very, very good show. Young Bucks came out and saved Adam Copeland from FTR and RPG Vice. Adam Copeland promised revenge on FTR. FTR came down the aisle, and Rocky Romero and Trent attacked Cope from behind. FTR joined in as all four of them beating on Cope, and the Young Bucks make the save, allowing Cope to spear Trent. Backstage promo, Jack Perry. Don Callis, any member of your family, he wants them next week in Portland, Oregon. Great tag team match, pretty much a babyface match. Still a lot of fun. The Rascals, Zachary Wentz and Myron Reed, took on the Young Bucks. Bucks win with the EVP driver, TK driver, the former Meltzer driver on Wentz. Lots of double team action. Fast pace. Like I said, babyface, fight forever champs, chance from the crowd. It was great. I don't know if it's making more money or it's a change of pace or whatever, but the Rascals just seem rejuvenated. They seem, and they should be. I mean, gosh, to get to wrestle Okada, and then the Young Bucks in the same week. It's a big deal. After the match, Clark Connors, David Finlay attack the Bucks and the Rascals. Finlay gets on the mic and say, the numbers may have changed. Talking about the injury at Dynasty to Gabe Kidd, but the mission remains the same. We want gold. Connors on the mic said, y'all about to get screwed. And he sort of grinded on one of the Bucks. I didn't see which one. And honestly, I don't want to know. Video package for Divine Dominion. Then a World Trios Eliminator match. Champions, Orange Cassidy, Roderick Strong, and Kyle O'Reilly versus the Lethal Whip. Is that what they are? Whip. Jay Lethal, Lee Johnson, and Blake Christian. Lots of fun OC and O'Reilly spots. Kyle eventually made Lee Johnson tap with the leg bar ankle lock. Hook backstage confronted by Anthony Bowens. Bowens will find out next week if he's going to be in the ops. Chris Statlander and Hikaru Shida versus Big Ann, Anna Beretta, and Danica De La Rouge. Statlander pins Big Ann with the Saturday Night Fever. Continental Eliminator match. John Moxley versus Nick Wayne, who obviously in Everett, Nick Wayne's going to be a big favorite. No surprise. Milks the crowd. But they had a great match. Buck seemingly tested. Nick kept sticking it out, trying to come back. Buck seemed a little on his eye. Buck's pinned Wayne with the death run. We'll talk Derby and some more Collision next. And Leo Rush, stand by. Good valley. Wrestling Observer. Cause your loving gets me high, so to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Bell, Wrestling Observer Live, and for Brian, who's in Vegas, seeing all the shows, doing all the things. And he and Dave will have shows all weekend long. Also, don't forget they got live events. You can watch shows with Dave, and that's always a great experience. So be sure to check it out and follow all the coverage. So we got backstage with Collision, Spring Breakout last night. Backstage, Don Callis, Okada, upset at Takeshita. Callis says there doesn't have to be a title match because they didn't stick to the agreement. But Okada wants the title match. Looks like double or nothing. It's going to happen, Okada and Takeshita. Now, this was very interesting. You have Pac with Daniel Garcia backing him up, taking on the Blackheart, Leo Rush. Now, I've seen the Blackheart character in video. It's the first time I've seen it live. And, I mean, Leo Rush, he's like remember those toys? They were called Boglins. Remember the Boglins? Here, they look like that. That's kind of what Leo Rush reminds me of. Or, and I'm not talking about his size. I'm talking about the way he carries himself, all hunched over and balled up, and the way he carries himself. He's like an evil fetus or something. I don't know what he is, but I had a lot of doubts about this Blackheart character. But I'll tell you what, he was over with the crowd in Everett. And it's not like his hometown crowd. Matter of fact, there was even a "He's got rabies" chant for Leo Rush. And the crowd responded to all of his crazy antics. And at one point, Leo came right up to where we were sitting, and a bunch of people, I didn't do this, but people near me, not my friends, patted him on the head and things because they're just into Blackheart Leo Rush. So, I mean, he commits to the bit. Pac and Daniel Garcia committed to the whole thing and sold it. And so far it's working. So far, so good for Blackheart Leo Rush. Pac won with the STF. Leo went under while smiling, so he didn't tap or anything like that. But the evil Boglin is over. Bandito had a video package. Then we had Brody King, Mystico, Mascara Dorada, fitted some local talent. Ricky Gibson, may remember Ricky from SmackDown. That's him. He was there tonight. Casey Riff, and a young talent I'm very high on, Cole Rivera. Had some dives, some fun spots. Brody pinned Ricky with the Gonzo Bomb. And it was a lot of fun. Hikaru Shida confronts, or I should say, Mina Shirakawa backstage confronts Hikaru Shida, saying that she does not trust her. She looks at Statlander and says, "Don't trust her." Statlander walks off shaking her head, all confused. They did a Darby Allin world title recap video. We'll talk about that in a second. But in the main event, very solid main event, World's Women's Championship match, Tekla and Alex Windsor. Tekla pins Windsor after using the brass knuckles and a curbstone. But, you know, after I've seen Tekla, you know, in Stardom and things, but sometimes you see people in person to really get who they are. And I'll tell you what, I've seen Tekla wrestle a Dynasty and wrestle on Collision. I think she's an excellent wrestler. I don't know if she gets enough credit for how good she is. She's much more than the Spider. She has great timing. She leads the crowd very well, and I think she's great. Now, granted, how can she be a world champion? She's kind of small. You know, it's funny, Darby Allin's also small. And, you know, even smaller than, for example, Carmelo Hayes, who's particularly small for WWE, but people have come out of the woodwork criticizing WWE for not having Carmelo Hayes at WrestleMania and having the U.S. title on it. But yet, they still like Carmelo Hayes. Now look, if you think Darby is not at peak popularity, I agree. If you think this title reign interrupts the flow of MJF's heel reign, I can see your point. I won't argue that. But look, I've seen fights after closing time, even in UFC 2, mixed martial arts, where a tenacious, smaller guy can take down a larger man. I've seen that plenty of times. And that's what Darby does. You know, Darby's ring style and his psychology is that he's relentless, like a Jack Russell Terrier. He's perpetual energy. And given his size and his character, that's the way he should fight. It makes perfect sense that he just does not give up and wins by a shock pin like he did in Andrade. And he was tenacious and driven against MJF. And he caught MJF, gave him the low blow and the coffin drops, his finish, four of them, and he got the pin. And now you have all these people complaining Darby is too small, like they're Luthez or Ric Flair. You know, even Eric Bischoff said, surprise, Darby is too small. This, of course, coming from the guy who took the mask off Rey Mysterio and all the luchadors and buried Eddie Guerrero because he was too small. You remember Eddie Guerrero? WWE champion, legend, Eddie Guerrero, Brock Lesnar for the title. Now, granted, there was outside interference, but he still beat Brock Lesnar for the title. And people like Ric Flair thought Bryan Danielson was too small. You remember Bryan Danielson, also known as Daniel Bryan, the guy that WWE had to rebook WrestleMania 31 for Yeselmania. And look, that's just the way things go. You know, at one point, Shawn and Bret were too small. It's all relative. You know, Gorgeous George was a middleweight. You know, for the longest time in the Pacific Northwest, they didn't have a Pacific Northwest heavyweight title. They had a light heavyweight title. It was never a big man territory. There are a lot of people who have been legendary, outstanding workers and not the biggest people in the world. I mean, even for WWE in the 80s and 90s, Ric Flair, who's, 6'1", something like that, 6 foot, something like that, you know, he was considered small for the land of the Giants. You know, it's not like Darby. It's going punch to punch with people and going blow to blow and overpowering anybody. No. It's almost like a smother technique. He just keeps coming and coming and coming and wears people down. And that makes perfect sense for his character and his style. And to say that he's too small, it's like, the cat's out of the bag. Everyone knows the show. It's like, Rey Mysterio, legend. Has there been a worst booked legend in the history of wrestling? Rey Mysterio, one of the most significant wrestlers ever in pro wrestling, opened the door for smaller people on a national level in many ways. And that high-flying luchador style. And even though he was champion, Vince beat him like a drum because he was just too small to be champion. But it's like the crowd loved him. The crowd wanted him to win. It's like you can't tell the underdog story. There's no Mighty Mouse. People love underdog stories. And there's nothing wrong with Darby being an underdog story. Now again, if he were to dominate, that's something else. But he doesn't dominate. He usually fights from underneath. He overcomes the odds. And he finds a way to surprise and win. I have no problem with that at all. But it's just funny how all these people now are old school with Lou Thesz. They think WWE is old school. And I'm like, WWE is not old school. Go look at all the interviews in the 80s with all the old wrestlers. They'll tell you how old school WWE was not and still is not. But look, there's nothing wrong with having a smaller champion. And I don't know where this is going. And don't complain necessarily about the booking, thinking maybe MJF, you know, was against it. We don't know. We don't know where MJF stood on this and if he played any role. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. It's hard to say. But we don't know. But I would imagine a guy like MJF is champion and kind of a needle mover these days. Probably had some say in it. I would think. WrestleMania! Nick Khan promises we'll over-deliver. What do you think that means? Talk about that and more. Stand by. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
At Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly. Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley in for Brian Shaw in Vegas, baby, Vegas for WrestleMania and all those celebrities. People are saying it's the worst celebrities ever. And I'm like, WrestleMania 2, and it's not even close. I mean, even by 86 standards, it was a who's who of who's that? G. Gordon Liddy from the Watergate scandal, which was in the early to mid-70s. He didn't even have his radio show yet. He was, I guess they thought it was funny because he was in the Watergate scandal and he was a boxing judge. I guess probably Vince's sense of humor. Susan St. James, who was Dick Ebersol's wife and, you know, played McMillan in Wife. She was Wife. Kathy Lee Crosby, she was an actress and a TV host. Robert Conrad, noted actor and TV tough guy who did battery commercials. Got to knock the battery off his shoulder. People always mention Claire Peller. Where's the beef? But I mean, that's an iconic symbol of the 80s. But don't forget, they also had Herb, who was part of a Burger King campaign, who lasted like just a couple of months. Apparently the only person in America who hadn't tried a Whopper. I don't even know where that guy is. Hopefully it was a paid appearance. I mean, really, the only major star was probably Refrigerator Perry because he was still a big deal coming off the Super Bowl. But even the Mr. T fad was fading. But I mean, it's popular. I show speed. You know, he's a big deal to a lot of kids. The story there. Little Yachty, we'll see if he does anything. John Cena is going to be the host. We'll see what if he plays a role in anything. I could see him doing at least one AA on somebody or something like that. And then night two, Joe Jonas singing the Star Spangled Banner. Not America the Beautiful this year. And Rock, of course, has been around for CinemaCon all week, promoting the live-action Moana, but he says he's going home for his youngest daughter's birthday. You never know with Rock and those wrestlers. You never know. And Donald Trump is in Las Vegas. He's giving a speech about the economy. I don't expect we'll see him in Las Vegas, but never say never. But I guess he's ruined traffic, so doesn't matter that Linda's in his cabinet. And Triple H and everybody supports them. It doesn't matter. Still shows up on their biggest weekend. Cause problems because that's oblivious to all that stuff. So we've had three attacks in studio. I don't know. I mean, I get it. It's a work. Everyone knows what it is. But Fed, LA Knight attacking I Show Speed. Cody attacking Pat McAfee. And then Jey Uso attacking Cameron, podcast host and rapper Killer Cam in the studio. Are we going to see Killer Cam at WrestleMania? Who knows? I don't know. These things always, when I was a kid and they had these things, these press conferences and they did this stuff, I always thought it was the cheesiest thing. But doesn't matter. Paul Levesque says that Pat McAfee has been good because people are talking about it and talking about things that's good. All publicity, good publicity. And he says, WrestleMania is going to be an amazing show. WWE President Nick Khan says, let's see the reaction when the show is done. And he goes on to say, I think a lot of times WWE storylines take a moment to develop. But we have the good fortune when we're on the inside, knowing where we're going. Well, I mean, knowing where you're going except for, you know, the last several WrestleManias. Last year, did you know, with Rock Did you know? Anyway, but he says, when you look at the two main events, there's real heat there. And when the storylines are blurred between reality and predetermined outcomes, we think that always delivers. And he thinks Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton, especially with the addition of Pat McAfee, he thinks they will over-deliver. What do you think? What do you think that means? Over, what could it mean for WWE to over-deliver? I asked the question on the WWE on the Facebook page for Wrestling Observer Live and F4W. Someone says, more adverts, drone shots, and backstage walking. Joseph Falcone says, every match needs to deliver. Every finish should be the right finish. For example, Oba over Brock and Orton over Rhodes. Limit the level which these celebrities interact. They'll be fine. Trust me. Someone says, that's happened before in the past. Expectations going into a Mania would be low because of a weak card or build, and the show would end up over-delivering. So, Dennis has faith. I thought the show, which one was it? Was it, the Jackass guys. Was that 40? 41? I thought that one delivered pretty well. Someone says, even less wrestling if possible. Please, more celebrities, more ads, more angles, more social media clips. Fair enough. Fair enough. If that's what you want, we shall see. Let's see here. Let's see what other people said. Someone says, 2 points here. Think expectations are quite low. Over-delivering might not be too hard. Motivated roster on the big weekend. So we shall see. Someone says, focus on in-ring action, build toward the future. Speaking of that, Nick Khan mentioned Oba Femi, Trick Williams, Javon Evans, noted there, and there will soon be others called up from NXT. He said, since last WrestleMania, they've tried to focus on new talent. So, and good news for Oba. Today on ESPN, Roman Reigns said, of all the new talent in WWE, he wants to work with Oba Femi next. So night one, Logan Paul, Austin Theory, and Isho Speed versus the Usos and LA Knight. Will Cameron come down and interfere, or was that just an angle for angle's sake? A lot of people think the Usos win, but I think it depends on where the vision is going. And I think I'll talk about that in a second here. Jacob Fatu, Drew McIntyre, unsanctioned match. I think the opening tag is going to be very quick. Just boom, 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 it'll be done. Get a little time for Drew McIntyre and Jacob. And then more time for Stephanie Vaquer and Liv Morgan. Also AJ Lee and Becky Lynch. And then women's tag team champion with the four-way. It's going to be interesting how the Bellas turn out there. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the heels retain. Plus Seth Rollins and Gunther, and then the Undisputed Championship, Cody versus Randy with Pat McAfee. And I think it's a good sign that they're on night one. Because I expect with Oba Femi and Lesnar and some other matches happening with Seth and Gunther and maybe some other people in the mix, the end of the night, night two, I think we're going to get some big angle. Whether it's Punk or Reigns or Seth, somebody I think is going to be leading the vision or whatever you want to call it with Paul Heyman. Could be Gunther, because they've been talking about a favor there as well. So we'll see what happens. But that's my prediction as far as as far as that goes. At least that's what I think. Obafemi and Brock. Does Brock retire at WrestleMania? Does he retire at SummerSlam? If Obafemi gets screwed, then they do it at SummerSlam, and I don't think it's that big. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Intercontinental Championship ladder match: Penta, Javon Evans, Dragon Lee, Jamie McDonough, Rusev, and Rey Mysterio. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe Rey Mysterio wins, or Javon. Either one, but I think Rey, give him a big hurrah, one of his last, if not his last, WrestleMania one of these days. And then maybe he can feud with Dom over the title. Women's Championship, Jade Cargill and Rhea. I think you got to have some heels win with the group backing her up, B-Fab and Meechan. Maybe they cost Rhea Ripley the match, or maybe somebody else costs Rhea Ripley the match, like Io Sky. We'll see. U.S. title, Sami Zayn, Trick Williams. Again, I could see maybe this being delayed, possibly, but we shall see what happens. Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio. If Finn's the demon, I think he needs to win. Dominic is Dominic. He's bulletproof. And again, World Heavyweight Championship. What role does Paul Heyman play with Punk, Roman Reigns, and everybody in the Vision? So that's why I'm thinking maybe Logan Paul, Austin Theory, Ishow Speed win on night one to kind of foreshadow things happening. And there'll be some new Vision or heel group is what I think. And if we don't get it WrestleMania, I think we get it on Raw. So those are kind of my thoughts heading in. At least as far as that goes. Some of the matches, I think, they could be anybody. AJ and Becky. Yeah, Becky could win, and maybe AJ Lee takes another break for a while. You know, there has been rumors that Randy Orton is hurting, whatever that means. So, does that mean it's going to be a shorter match? Does that mean it's going to be more, you know, smoke and mirrors? More stuff with Pat McAfee? Are there going to be more interference to someone come and help Cody Rhodes? We shall see. But either way, look, it's WrestleMania. And WrestleMania is always going to be WrestleMania. And it's going to draw no matter what. And even though tickets are down, you know, people can talk about the same spot. It's the prices. It's tourism. I think it's a lot of different things. I think that, you know, it's an off year. It's a weird year. Again, with the economy playing a role. Again, prices playing a role. Tourism playing a role. There are a lot of factors here. And we shall see. But the only thing I would say is if Brock wins, you make sure that you know that Obafemi is going to get his revenge. You make sure you know that Oba's got something for the future. Like he comes out, maybe helps someone at the end of WrestleMania. That he's going to be a big player. Or does Oba go with Paul Heyman? Because they talked about you need his services. That a tease might be. Give him a little time. Turn him heel. That way he doesn't have to be a big baby face. Give him more time to grow under the wing of the wise man. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. It's a Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Powell, Wrestling Observer Live, asking, what does WrestleMania need to do to deliver? Somebody on Facebook says, a new advert for Wheatley's Vodka. They've run the same one for years. I think you might have a problem. You might need to go to a meeting. Anyway, real quick, the odds for WrestleMania favorites for WrestleMania 42. Any night, Roman Reigns, it's negative 300. Randy Orton, negative 180. Rhea Ripley, negative 325. Liv Morgan, negative 550. Becky Lynch, negative 350. Trick Williams, negative 500. The biggest swing is Jacob Fatu, negative 900 in his unsanctioned match over Drew McIntyre. Talk about lousy promos. Drew McIntyre has been so clever and so great for so long with his promos, and they've just reduced him to, you're an animal! Awful. It's disappointing. Very sad. Obafemi over Brock, negative 300. Gunther over Seth, negative 625. And Finn Balor, negative 700 over Dominic Mysterio. Penta, still a favorite in the ladder match. And the Usos and LA Knight, heavy favorites to defeat The Vision and I Show Speed. So we shall see. Hey, if you stuck it out and you think the show's okay, you can deal with my voice. I'll be on Saturdays. I'll be back tomorrow, as always, 10 a.m. Pacific. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. And I'm there each and every Saturday. So if you've never checked it out and you think it's tolerable, be sure to check it out. I'd really, really appreciate it. Enjoy WrestleMania wherever you are. Have a great weekend. And remember, it's just wrestling. Jim Valley. Talk to you tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live.